According to traditions, sometimes only a part of our prayer will be accepted. That's because we were only focused and attentive in that part and not the other parts. And if you want the other parts where you weren't paying attention to be accepted, then perform the recommended prayers, as this will compensate for those parts. Salatul Ghufayla is one of the well-known recommended prayers, and is prayed at the first part of the night, right between the Maghrib and Isha prayers. This period is known as the period of negligence, i.e. ghafla. The word Ghufayla is derived from the word ghafla, which means inattentiveness, heedlessness, or neglect, i.e. forgetting about Allah, forgetting about one's duties to Allah. If you committed a sin or you weren't conscious of the presence of Allah, you are in the state of ghafla. Salat al-Ghufayla is said to remove you from this state of ghafla. So how do we perform Salat al-Ghufayla? After we have performed our Maghrib prayer on time and mustahab acts, we make our intention to pray Salat al-Ghufayla. Now we start with Takbirat al-Ihram, Allahu Akbar. Now recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Now recite the following verse.
وَذَا النُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Now perform the ruku' and the two sajdas. Stand back up for the second rak'ah. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Now recite the following verse.
وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
Now raise your hands for قنوت. Now recite the following.
اللهم إني أسألك بمفاتيح الغيب التي لا يعلمها إلا أنت أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد وأن تفعل بي.
Now recite all of your desires and wishes in any language that you wish. Now it is recommended to recite the following while still in qunut.
Allahumma anta waliyul ni'mati wal qadiru ala talabati ta'lamu hajati fa'as'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa alayhimus salamu lamma qadayta hali.
Now perform your ruku', the two sajdas, and finish the prayer with tashahud and taslim. The benefits of this prayer are very powerful and numerous, which has the ability to change a person's life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.